Philip Sampa-Pietro, please welcome here today's date is 12/22/2022. Dictation is for Erica Sam. Sam spells S-A-M-S. Erica spells E-R-I-C-A. Date of birth is 04/26/1984. She's a 38-year-old female. Here with cough, period. Patient says she has a history of asthma and has been out of her medication, period. Says she was exposed to her kids with similar symptoms. She denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, denies increased temperature, denies chills or myalgia, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, hypertension, open parenthesis. Patient stated that she has taken multiple regimen for hypertension in the past and none of them were effective. She had to stop them because of unwanted side effects, period. Next paragraph. Asthma. Next paragraph. Obesity. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems we reviewed were negative except what was mentioned above, period. Next paragraph. And surgical history was none. Next paragraph. Family history was none. Next paragraph, social history, reports occasional use of alcohol, denies tobacco or drug use. Next paragraph, medication, clonidine, Vyvanse. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert oriented, and no degree of distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat 97% of room air, blood pressure 153/102. Pulse 83, respiration 18, temperature 98.6, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal, next paragraph, nose congested, erythematous, and edematous terminates. Clear discharge. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph.
Yeah, I'll put it there.
All right, good. See you tomorrow. Next paragraph, respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. Patient goes into a cough fit with deep inspiration. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema, cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, microcephaly, or papules, no vesicles, emboli, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rhythm, rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen distended, secondary to obesity. Next paragraph, skin, correction. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, full range of motion. She bears weight well with no anatomical gait, period. Next paragraph. Same paragraph, no calf edema, no calf discomfort, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented and three cranial nerves to tennis normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is a viral illness, number two, history of asthma, number three, reactive airway, number five, cough, number six, hypertension, number seven, medication where you feel, period. Next paragraph, in a clinic today, patient was given it. Breathing treatment consists of albuterol and Atrovent times one. She was monitored in the clinic for approximately 10 to 15 minutes after treatment. Then reevaluated. She stated she's doing better after breathing treatment period. And stated she's comfortable with my discharge plan. She was given strict return precautions. She was sent home with the following medication. Tessalon, 200 milligrams, 1 PO TID, 10 days, number 30. Next medication, clonidine, 0.1 milligrams. 1 PO QHS for 30 days, number 30. Next medication, Motrin. 1 PO TID PRN for pain, number 30. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. As she has none, she was strongly encouraged to follow up with a primary care provider to manage her blood pressure, which is not well controlled. She says she understands and will comply. She was also advised that she's free to come back to work to this clinic to have labs drawn, CBC, CMP, lipid, TSH, T3, T4. And so we can manage our blood pressure and other abnormal findings which may be discovered in her lab test period. Patient says she understands and will comply. End of the patient.